In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak. This afternoon, I'd like to talk about the King Joseph, his victory. Yesterday, I talk about the King Abijah.
昨天我们, 已经谈论到了, 犹大王,
Chapter 13, there's a
亚比亚.
Yes. So, King Abijah, in Second Chronicle chapter 13, his name is not that famous to us. I'm sure he's not that familiar with us.
亚比亚他名字并不是很有名.
But he is the son of King Rehoboam.
不过他是罗伯安的后裔.
In the land of Canaan, after they God allowed them to have a king through the king King Saul.
神让以色列有一个王，也就是扫罗.
The nation is continued to improve and progress until the King Solomon.
那一直在进步的改变，一直到所罗门.
The kingdom of the United Kingdom, this kingdom is even reached to the river of Euphrates, which is reached out quite far a territory at that time that the God allowed them to have.
当时他们的地有延扩大很多到犹发地河那地带.
Because that's what God promised to the Moses and Joshua.
这也就是神所应许给约书亚的.
But after the King Solomon he forsaken God and he committed sin against God. Then after his son's time, the nation to be separated to two pieces.
因为所罗门他因为开始后来就弃绝了神，就让他的国家分为两个不同的两个部分.
But when I read this Second Chronicle, find out who's the cause have allowed this happen for the nation to bring into the turmoil because of the Solomon.
那当我看完历代之下之后，我就 在找原由，为什么这个国家会分散，主要都是因为所罗门.
After the Solomon, his son Rehoboam, he received the kingdom from his father.
之后罗伯安他就从他父亲那边接受了他的领土.
Yeah, his mother background. His mother is an Ammonite.
那他妈妈是亚门人.
So we can tell that his during the time of his 17 years rule the nations, he's doing things is from the eyes of God. The Bible says evil. He did evil, it says.
那在圣经里面有讲到，罗伯安他在统治这个国的时候，因为这十七年来，他在神的眼中全是恶的.
Now, since the King Rehoboam was not faithful to God, God constantly gave him this battle, which is the giver in a war between the northern kingdoms.
因为罗伯安他对神并不忠心，所以说神也就让他的国家不停的有征战，分为两国不停征战.
But we know the Jeroboam, which is the northern side of the kingdom, he actually the turn away from the Solomon's.
我们也知道北国，也就是由耶罗伯安他所领导的，他也是反。 反对了他们的南国罗伯安的国.
So the King Rehoboam treat the north side of the King Jeroboam as enemies also.
所以罗伯安他对耶罗伯安也当为敌人.
And also his son's time during the time of King Abijah also they have a battle this big battle because they also enemy each other.
因为下一代也就是亚比亚，所以说他们继续的。征战.
But then King Jeroboam made a big full scale of a battle against the southern kingdom of Judah.
因为罗伯安他罗伯安他跟南国他继续有征战。
So he defeated by the king of Abiza and then he died later.
后来他被亚比亚给打败而死了。
Now after King Abiza also in the southern side of the kingdom he died and his son King Asa he became a successor.
亚比亚他去世之后，后来就是他的儿子亚撒他变成他来续位。
If you look at the Bible and Second Chronicles 14 on his story about the King Asa, he's actually at the beginning was very faithful to God.
当我们看到亚撒他刚登基的时候，他对神是很忠心的。
The experience of the great battle against the Ethiopians later on.
他跟伊索比亚也。
Because they have a big battle between the you know, Egypt in a sense nowadays.
因为当时他们亚撒他跟他跟埃及那里有很大的征战。
So King Abiza facing of challenge from own people, yet King Asa he facing of the challenge against from the outsiders we can say.
亚比亚他是他是。亚撒他是从外面他有有很大的很大的很多的纷争。
The Bible explained about 1 million the soldiers came out from the Egypt.
在这边有讲从埃及那里有上百万的军人来攻击他。
And then chapter 14 verse 9 mentioned about the 300 chariots. So these armies very strong army.
那从第历代之下第十四章的第九节讲到，他们用了三百辆马车，也就是表示他们是一个非常有实力的战军。
Chapter 14, verse 11, how make it possible this battle to be victory because he cried out to God.
那十一节这边有有记载，因为他们能够战胜，是因为亚撒他跟神呼求。
Well, we find out through the King Abiza and King Asa, and that God continued to allow them to have this challenge in their life.
当我们读这个时候，我们知道，亚比亚还有亚撒他们所有的挑战那些。对他们生命上的挑战都是有神的安排。
At the same time, we find out that God led them to expect, God expect them to calling God and cried out to God. So God offered them to the victory, so they can strengthening, we can say God strengthening their faith.
神故意让他们有在生命中有一些刻苦的地方，让他们可以跟神呼叫，然后跟让他们来依靠神，可以得胜。
But the thing is, King Asa later on his heart is changed, which is he turned away from God also.
可是亚撒之后，他的心就改变了，那他就离弃神。
The King Asa is very famous. This king is even a position of his mother's, the queen's position removed because she bring the idol to worship it.
那亚撒他很有名，因为他母亲崇拜偶像，他把这些偶像全部秋坛都弃绝了。
You'll find out that during the time of King Asa after the great battle against Egypt, and then God continued to bless him his kingdom.
那是因为亚撒他所做的事情打败了。这个埃及，所以说神继续的祝福他。
And so they give them a very peaceful, we can say peaceful era offer to him.
那神也就给了他很多平安的年。
Because chapter 15, we find out verse 17, because Asa's heart was blameless all his days. Chapter 15, verse 17 says.
那在第十五章的十七节这边有十七节这边有讲啊。因为神有记载说亚撒他的一直心中是诚实对神。
Since he faithful to God, God offered him a peace. The verse verse 19 here mentioned that.
那十九节说，因为他对神忠实，所以说神一直让他有平安，没有战争。
But when his life facing of this comfort and I can say easy life on.
Comfortable life.
And his faith getting melted away.
可是慢慢的他的信心就开始堕落了。
Later, God allowed the northern side, the Israel king, and then they are trying to once again they want to attacking this.His kingdom.
那再一次的神就让北国来攻打他的南国。
He knows his army is not enough to defend his nation.
那我们知道他事实上没有足够的军队来保卫自己。
So he invited King Aram to help his kingdom the way that he can destroy the northern kingdom.
后来他就邀请和结合与亚兰国来。来做这些征战。
You see, God already gave him experience, let him to experience of God. If God help him, even million soldiers can defeat it by the hands of God.
神事实上已经给他一次经历，也就可以让他打，靠着神，他可以打败上百万的军队。
But this time, King Asa he changed his mind.
可是在这时候亚萨他已经改变他的心意了。
Instead of he rely on God, he rely on himself and the foreign power.
他再也不依靠神，他靠着自己，还有靠别国的军队来战胜。
So the word of God came upon to Hanani to the king Asa.
后来神就借着哈拿尼告诉了亚萨。
Hey, let's look at the chapter 16.
我们看一下第十六章。
Chapter 7.
第七第 verse 7, 第七节。
7 to 9.
从第七节到第九节。
16, the second Chronicle chapter 16 verse from 7 to 9.
历代志下的十六章从第七节到第九节。
At that time, the Hanani, the seer, came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, "Because you have rebelled on the king of Aram, and have not rebelled on the Lord your God, relied on the Lord your God, therefore the army of the king of Aram has escaped out of your hands." Verse 8. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubim and the immense army with very many chariots and horsemen, yet because you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hands. Verse 9.
第九节.
And for the eyes of the Lord moved to the to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. You have acted foolishly in this. Indeed, from now on, you will surely have wars. Then this passage talk about King Asa. Later on, his kingdom was peaceful, and God allowed him to have a peaceful era. And eventually, his faith is melted. He forget about God's grace before he received.
神当时给他了太平的时间，可是他慢慢的他就开始信心堕落了，那也对神没信心了。
So God sent the prophet and rebuked him.
后来神也借着先知来斥责他。
So mention about the reminding him how much God bless you and you God protect you through His hands, and not other people's hands.
再一次提醒他。你当时，当时神是怎么样，借着神的手来保护他，保护他，而并不是靠着其他的人。
Since you do not rely on the God's hands from now on, you will surely have a word.
那既然你不依靠神的话，那就确定会给你一些征战。
They will find out that once all these kings, when they've experienced of God, because when they trust in God.
那当在这里我们可以看到，当他们相信神的时候
，But King Asa was not continued faithful to God when during the time of peace.
那 可是给他们太平，可是亚撒在太平的时候，慢慢的就信心软弱。
When he was sick, also he instead of seeking God, but he asked a physician. The Bible says.
他本来是要靠着神，可是后来他心里就开始靠着外邦人。
So God let him as it is, let him to die.
所以神也就要让他要让他死。
So King Asas at the beginning was great because he was trusting God. He made great victories against the Ethiopians.
亚撒本来是一个很好的王，那他也借着王来战胜了古实人。
Let the nation cleanse all the idols away from the kingdom.
也让他们的全国都把所有的偶像给除去。
But yet later in his life, after the life is peaceful, just like his forefathers, like Solomon time.
就像所罗门王他那个时候，经历了这些太平的时光。
It changes mind.
他的心就开始变了。
Our faith, we have to be careful because since we at the beginning, I'm sure because everybody we come to the Lord, we understand the grace of God. We truly blessed by God, so we thanksgiving to God.
那我们自己要小心去，因为我们刚当时我们来到神的面前，就是也是依靠着神。
But this story telling us our faith might be compromised also.
可是这边也告诉了我们，当我们太平的时候，我们的心境也开始来妥协。
Especially when we are the God allow us a peaceful the time to allow to us.
尤其当神赐给我们这些太平的时光。
So it gives us a warning us that we have to be faithful to God all the time.
在这边就是给我们一个警告，叫我们对神是永远要信实。
Later in the Asa, King Asa died, and Jehoshaphat he became a king of the nation.
当亚撒王死了以后，后来就是让约沙法来续位。
Jehoshaphat received a great amount of blessing from God.
约沙法他从神那边得到很大的福气。
God willing to be with him to strengthen his kingdom.
神愿意与他同在，让他坚固他的城。
Yeah, if you look at the Second Chronicles chapter 13, chapter 17, verse 3,
我们可以看一下历代志下十七章的第三节。
I'm sure because he learned from his father.
因为他从他的父亲那边得到教训。
So the seeking God is important in his life.
寻求神在他生命里是很重要的。
So the verse 3 describes in this way, the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he followed the example of his father, David.
第三节这边讲到主神与约沙法同在，因为他行他主大卫出行的道。
Yeah, instead of he asking the Baal, but he asked God.
当时他并不会去寻求巴力，可是他会去寻求神。
He really willing to follow the commandment of God.
他也愿意守神的诫命。
And so the verse 5 says, so the Lord established the kingdom in his control.
所以神就让他可以坚定他的国。
So continue to subdue all the neighbors, the neighbors, the peoples around.
那时候他也控制了他周围的国。
So the verse 5 describes that his kingdom is now with had a great reach and honor, it says.
那在第五节这边也讲到，所以说神也坚定了他的国，让他的让犹大众人给他进贡。
So the verse 6 says he took a great pride in the way of the Lord.
那第六节这边也讲了，他高兴遵行主神的道。
It's important the Christian life we come to the Lord, we can continue to seeking God and keep facing God and we trusting God continually.
那对一个基督徒来讲，就是当我们信了神以后，就要依靠神，追随神。
No matter what the condition is, no matter what the situation is, we can continue seeking God.
不管我们在什么样的情况之下，我们必须要就会继续跟随着神。
We know the ultimate controllers. We can say ultimate the one that hands is from God.
我们要知道，就是最终的控制权还是在主的手上。
In chapter 17, verse 10. Because it said, now the threat of the Lord was on all the kingdom of the land.
那在历代志下十七章的第十节就讲到说在当时犹大四围的列国都有恐惧。
So the surrounded his kingdom, all the different people, they feel fear to the toward to the kingdom of Judah.
那也这边就是讲这在这在犹大的四。四周的所有的列国就是对犹大的国家都带有恐惧。
That we find out that God truly loved him so much.
我们也知道了，神是非常的爱他。
God gave him a great credit what he have done for the kingdom.
神也认可他所为他国家所做的事。
But at the same time, if you look at the Second Chronicles chapter 18, verse 1.
那在同时我们看历代志下的十八章的第一节。
This is very simple words. It's chapter 18, verse 1 says, Jehoshaphat had a great riches and honor, and he allied himself by marriage with Ahab.
那他在十八章第一节这边讲到约沙法大有尊荣之才，就与亚哈结亲了。那亚哈他是外邦人。
Very simple explanation, because here when he become a rich, his life is comfortable and everything is riches enough. People honored to him and his kingdom was protected. At that time, he allied himself by the marriage with Ahab.
那他我们这边就知道他当他又富有神又神又祝福他。那他过着太平的日子，后来他就跟他外面的国家结盟，跟亚哈结亲了。
But I'm sure because we have understand the King Jehoshaphat's point of view, it's good to get you know have a good relationship with the northern side of the kingdom.
我们事实上我们可以想象到，约沙法他的角度，也就是他如果说与北国的人要是有结亲结盟的话，那有这个平安是好的。
And through his father, his forefathers, we know that the relationship with the northern kingdom of Israel was very bad.
那我们知道当时在北国那边的他们的这些所有的这些王都很不好。
He understood that throughout his kingdoms, his forefather's time, constant battle against the northern side of Israel.
那他也知道，在他们的先祖那时候，跟北国是一直有征战。
But we find that King Jehoshaphat doesn't like to engage in the battle actually that much.
事实上，我们在这边也知道了，约沙法他并不是喜欢参与战争的。
He really wants to peace with others actually.
他事实上想要跟其他的大家有和平。
But chapter 18 verse 1, he explained that he allied himself by marriage with Ab is the beginning of his kingdom to be ruined actually.
其实在十八章的二十节这边讲说，事实上他要是跟他这种样子跟外面结合的话，是会破坏他的国。
Later, through this marriage, they get close to the northern side of Israel, and then through the marriage, it connected.
那在结亲之前，他已经开始跟北国开始已经有做一些协和。可是当他跟亚哈结婚之后。他们就完全的有联系。
But after he died, his son and then the success his kingdom.
那当他死了之后，他的儿子继续续位。
But that time evil is really come into the certain side of the kingdom.
在那时候，魔鬼就真的到了南国了。
Now this is what chapter 21.
这也就是在第二十一章这里句。
Chapter 21, verse 6.
第二十一章的第六节。
And he walked, chapter 21, verse 6, and he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, just as the house of Ahab. Therefore, the Ahab's daughter was his wife. He did evil in the sight of the Lord.
第六节说他行以色列诸王的道，与亚哈家一样，因他娶亚哈的亚哈家，他娶亚哈的女儿 为妻行主神眼中看为恶的事。
Actually, the king Jehoshaphat, he brought in all this the misery and then his descendants actually for the chaos of this kingdom actually.
事实上，约沙法他这么样子做，让他的后代开始进入了一个很迷惘的时代。
When he joined with the king Ahab in northern side of the kingdom and they get together to into the battleground, the king Ahab and king Joseph, they are friends, so they're getting into because the northern side of the king king Ahab invited him for this battle.
其实因为如此约沙法和北国他们的王一起一起结盟在一起出去征战。
But in this battle, actually, God prepared for this battle for the kill the king Ahab.
事实上，神也借着这个征战来把亚哈给杀了。
But he just happened to be there. But at the same time, because he willing to be there, actually.
事实上他也很愿意到那里去。
I think this very famous battle because King Ahab put his king's cloth upon to the king Jehoshaphat.
那时候亚哈他把他的衣服放在约沙法身上。
As the enemy looking for the king to kill.
那时候这些军队他们就在寻找这个王来杀。
So the own people, the king mentioned, the king Aram mentioned that you don't have to fight with any other, but you find out the king to kill him, then this battle will be, we can defeat the enemies.
约兰他有在这边也讲到他们就不需要这么样子做，只要杀了王就可以战胜了他们的国。
So he put because King Jehoshaphat, he put the king Ahab's clothes.
所以约沙法他穿上了亚哈王的衣服。
So the enemy look at the King Jehoshaphat as a king, northern side of the kingdom's kings, they thought.
当他们这些敌人看到约沙法的时候，他们看到就是好像看到了北国的王。
So he just took out the clothes and they run away.
后来他们就脱了衣服就跑掉了。
But that time the king, King Ab, he put the normal, soldier's clothes, but he just happened to die because the enemy is shooting the arrow and hit him and then he died.
相反的，亚哈当时是穿他军兵的衣服，那当时就被箭射死了。
But King Jehoshaphat was saved.
那约沙法他当时还是活着。
Because God's hand still to protect him.
他被拯救，因为神还在保护他。
Let's look at Second Chronicles chapter 18.
我们看一下历代志下的第十八章。
Chapter 18, verse 31.
十八章的第三十一节。
So it came about, chapter 18, verse 31. So it came about when the captains of the chariot saw the Joshua, that they said, "It is the king of Israel," and they turned aside to fight against him. But Joshua cried out, "The Lord help him." And God diverted them from him.
三十一节第十八章，军兵长看见约沙法，便说：“这必是以色列王。”就转过去与他征战。约沙法一呼喊，主神就帮他，神又感动他们离开他。
Do we find out the King Jehoshaphat's foolishness?
我们可以看到，约沙法他在这边的愚昧的地方。
Why he accept the invitation of the other kings? There's a battle. He follow him within in this battle.
那他接受了其他就是他们的邀请来去征战，但他也就去跟、oh, 他就跟随了。
Why he put on the cloth of the king Ahab's, the king's robe?
那他为什么要放亚哈王他的衣服呢？
Just in this way, let the target from the enemies, their enemies.
那这种样子就是事实上让敌人把它当做瞄准的对象。
We telling us we Christians we have to put on the right clothes.
这也是说我们当基督徒我们要穿正确的衣服。
When we become a Christian, we put on a Christ.
当我们是基督徒的时候，我们就穿上基督的衣服。
It seems like a wonder, but the in this world, the Satan do not want us to put on the Christ, but we put on the old self ourselves.
那我们 我们知道魔鬼他们不希望我们穿上神的衣服，那我们是应该还是必须要穿上它。
Now it turned out to be very easily, it turns like our life that because we change our identity, and we know that what our identity given from God is so precious, but we forget about it.
那我们知道穿上衣服就是带上了这个身份，那我们也知道这个是非常的宝贵，我们不可以忘记。
The Bible, the Paul, especially Paul telling us, put on the Christ and we can put on the new self.
保罗说我们穿上了穿上他神的衣服基督的衣服，也就是穿上了新衣。
We have to constantly remind ourselves of Christian life, we are not like others.
我们也是不断的要提醒我们穿上这个衣服告诉我们不跟其他人是不一样的。
We have to clear about our true identity.
我们要对我们自己的身份很清楚。
Otherwise, through the you know, the year by year, we live in this world.
要不这每一年我们住在这世上。
We forget about our identity.
慢慢我们就忘记了我们的身份。
We trying to peace with the world.
我们想要跟世界来有妥协。
That we want to compromise our faith, still want friends friends from this world.
那我们要我们为了要跟和平和妥协，就妥协这个世界，那就慢慢就跟这个世界有关系。
If you look at the book of John, Jesus clearly he mentioned that.
我们要是看约翰福音，主耶稣有说到。
Chapter 15, verse 19.
约翰福音的第十五章的第十九节。
Chapter 15, verse 19.
约翰福音十五章的第十九节。
If you were of the world would love its own, but because you are not of the world, but I choose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Now Jesus talk about our true identity.
主耶稣在十九章这边讲到真正的身份。
Now we have to clarify ourselves: we belong to the world or belong to God.
我们要很清楚，我们到底是属于世界的，还是属于神的。
If we do not clear about this, then we become we put on the something else that just like we want to put on like outside.
那如果我们不清楚我们自己的身份，好像我们还要穿上别的衣服，也就是我们是跟外面的一样。
Jesus clearly tells us the importance of our identity.
主耶稣在这边讲的很清楚，就是说我们要对我们自己的身份要很清楚。
We always talk about the, you know, Daniel's life.
我们时常提到了但以理的生活。
Yeah, I'm sure because he was tempted by the people and in the Mesopotamia, there's, you know, the Babylon.
我们知道，在巴比伦那边有很多东西可以来去试探他。
He gained a great opportunity himself to gain the power, again the materially, he can gain, you know, opportunity for his life.
他有很多机会来给自己有寻求更好的地位。
But he never be tempted by the world.
可是他并没有被世界所试探。
Even though he lived in the Babylon as he's a, you know, the one of the prime minister.
虽然他是在巴比伦那边跟他们的那边是有很高官位的人在一起。
His life he never be assimilate, be like the Babylonians.
可是他的生命从来不像巴比伦的人生命一样。
Actually, because of the king respected him,
因为如此，那边当时巴比伦王很尊敬他。
He and his three friends, their identity was very clear. They whatever they go, they know they are not Babylonians.
但以理还有他三个朋友都很清楚他们的身份，那他们也不会跟巴比伦。妥协。
That's why the Chaldean doesn't like them.
也就是因为这种样子有一些高官对他们不满意。
They always trying to get rid of them.
他们就很想要把他们给除掉。
All kinds of way to, you know, to the law to prove by the king and the trying to eliminate them.
有一些东西要故意借着王把他们给杀了。
You know the Daniel's and, you know, the lion's den with the famous story, we know that.
我们当然知道很有名的但以理在狮子坑的故事。
We know the Daniel's three friends of facing a challenge of the furnace, you know, to cast into that.
我们也知道他三个朋友他也经过了很多患难。
But they never be compromised over their identity.
可是他们对他们的身份从来没有妥协。
Daniel every day say three times the Bible says right he opened the windows so he just tore to the Jerusalem and prayed to God.
圣经说但以理他每天三次打开窗户跟神祷告。
It's important Christian life we need a clear identity.
是非常的重要我们基督徒要必须要知道我们的身份。
But King Joshua he doesn't have this kind of identity.
可是约沙法他并没有这种样的身份。
The yesterday we talk about the king Abijah, he is clear about the identity.
昨天我们提到了亚比亚，他很清楚他自己的身份。
But King Joshua, he wants peace with the northern side of the kingdom.
而约沙法他居然想要跟北国来有要建立平妥协的关系。
He compromised the faith.
他妥协，他也妥协了。
Actually, the kingdom, southern side of the kingdom of Judah is the true kingdom. Actually,
事实上南国才是真正的神的国。
God give them authority.
神给了他们权。
But because he wants to get a good relationship with the northern side of the kingdom.
因为他想要跟北国他们要有结合。
Even he put on the you know, king's cloth upon the northern the king Ab's cloth upon him.
他甚至于穿上了北国亚哈王他的衣服。
We should not compromise our faith.
那我们不可以这种样妥协
我们的
身份。
Still, God give him a greater grace upon him, so God save him from this battle.
可是神还是给他了恩惠来救了他在这个战争里。
So God give a word to the through the prophet after he come back to his kingdom.
当他回到他的国。国家的时候，神借着先知告诉了他。
Chapter 19 from verse 1.
第十九章的第一节。
Now this time, so see, Joseph came back, and then he said, Chapter 19, verse 1.
历代志下十九章的第一节。
Then the Joshua, the king of Judah, the return in safety to his house in Jerusalem, verse 2.
第二节。
And Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seers, which is, you know, prophet, went out to meet him and say to the king Jehoshaphat, should you help the wicked and the love those who hate the Lord and so bring wrath on yourself from the Lord? This is the word of God, and support him, rebuke him.
这个也就是神所斥责他的话。
But verse 3,
第三节,
but there is some good in you, for you have removed the Asher from the land, and that you have set your heart to seek God. So still, God gave him a credit of his faith.
神还是认定他, 他对神的信心。
But yet, he allied with the King Ab as the great source of his life, have facing of a challenge, actually.
可是他当时之前他还是跟亚哈王妥协让他自己生命碰到一些征战。
The later on God allowed happened to his kingdom to the battle to the he led him to engage the battle.
之后神还是让他参与其他战争。
Now because of he made a mistake.
因为他做错事。
Because of it, he supposed he keep faithful to God, yet one time he just compromised his faith.
他应该对神信实，可是他妥协了他的信心。
Now, let us always remember why we have faithful to God.
让我们再重新再想一次，我们为什么要跟神信实
？Continually we protected by God.
因为神不断的我们被神所保护着。
Second Chronicles chapter 20. Now there is the Moabites, Ammonites.And these people now stand up against the kingdom of Judah.
那在第二十章这里就讲到了摩亚人和亚门人，还有乌利尼人一起来攻击约沙法。
At the beginning, he was faithful to God, and he really God blessed him. Yet later, he allied with himself by marriage with Ahab. Now this challenge upon him in his life.
后来。应该神在祝福他的时候，那这些当有征战来，他居然还跟亚兰国一起来联合。
But the King Joshua knows now he is in danger, his nation.
当时他就知道他的 国家已经开始危险了。
He know the Moabites and the Ammonites, the ally together to come against Joshua, but he knows he cannot defense from these enemies.
因为约沙法他知道这当摩亚人、亚门人还有米乌尼人他们过来一起打他的攻击他的时候，他知道他没有办法靠着自己来打赢。
What Joshua did, he prayed to God.
可是约沙法他跟神祷告。
Since his kingdom was in danger, so he prayed to God.
因为他发现了他的国家当时已经在危险的时候，他就开始跟神祷告。
To find out the such importance of our prayer.
我们在这边就知道我们祷告的重要。
Such a king that even compromised his faith and even allied with the evil king Ahab, but still he now cried out to God. God listened to him.
这个王他之前还跟亚哈他们一起妥协，可是现在事情又发生的时候，他就知道跟神来哭求。
The God sent God gave a word to the king Joseph.
那神也就跟约沙法传了话给他。
God allow him to know that about this battle.
神让他知道关于这个样的征战。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
Chapter 20, verse 15.
第二十章的第十五节。
And he said, "Listen, all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, King Jehoshaphat, thus say the Lord to you."Do not fear of to be dismayed because of this great multitude, for this battle is not yours but God's. This word given to from God.
在第十五节这边，神让约沙法知道，他知道说，叫他不要害怕，胜败不在乎他们，而是在乎神的。
Without the prayer of Jehoshaphat.I'm sure because this battle is not God's, but this battle is his battle.
那当要是他不跟神要是不跟神神要不让他知道的话，他会以为这个征战是他自己的。
He have to manage this battle then if he doesn't pray at that time.
那他如果不祷告的话，他就必须要想他的方式来打败来征服这个战争。
He prayed to God.
他跟神祷告了。
So God gave him a message saying, "This battle is not yours, but God's."
那神就给他了一个讯息，就是让他知道这个战争不是属于他的，而是是属乎神的。
Now you can marching up, but you don't have to fight.
你可以出现，可是你并不需要去打仗。
So the verse 17, word of God upon him say, "You need not fight in this battle." But just station yourself, stand and see the salvation of the Lord.
你们只要摆正站着，看主神为你们施行拯救。
This word is amazing that on your behalf, I will fight for you, which means.
这个意思也就是说，你们不要不用做什么，只要站在这边看着神，就会帮你迎战。
The word of God says, "Do not fear, be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out to face them, and for the Lord is with you."
神说叫他们。不要恐惧，也不要惊慌。明日当初去迎敌，因为主神与你们同在。
This is King Joseph that he gained confidence in the Lord.
约沙法也就如此，从神那边得到了信心。
And all the people they bow and then turn to God and worshiping God.
所有的人也就伏地，然后来敬拜神了。
They praising God.
他们叩拜神，他们也赞美神。
The word of praise, they really the praising God and thanksgiving God.
那他们就是赞颂神啊，还有跟神感恩。
So this battle it becomes a God's battle.
因为这个征战就是给神是神的征战。
The verse 20.
第二十节。
And they rose early in the morning and went out to the wilderness to Tekoa and the where they went out, Joshua stood and said, Listen to me, all Judea, Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem. Put your trust in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Put your trust in his prophet and succeed. Now he has a full of confidence because he received the word from God.
第二十节这边讲到，因为约沙法他从神那边得，神跟他让他知道了这些话以后，他就对神充满了信心。
This battle is not a weapons fighting battle, but this battle he in his people praising God, sing to the Lord. Is verse 21 says.
他们的征战的武器并不是靠刀枪，而是靠着他们的他们的祷告还有赞美神。
Before this battle engaged, they're just praising God and thanksgiving to God.
那在这个战争之前，他们就在二十一节说，他们就冲大家一起称。
So the verse 22 says, when they began the singing and praising to the Lord.
22节就在这边讲到，就在当他们在唱歌赞美神的时候，
the Lord set ambush against the sons of Ammon and Ahab, Moab and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, so they were routed.
在那里，神就派了伏兵击杀了那来攻击犹大人的亚门人、摩亚人和希尔三人，他们就被打败了。
So you end up the this battles, they fight against each other.
那到后面，结果就是这些人他们自己打自己。
So this battle is it's God eliminated all these enemies.
那神也就这种样子让他把他们的军全部都给杀了。
So the verse 23 says, for the son of Ammon and Moab that rose up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir destroyed them completely. It's kind of their own battles. They had finished with the inhabitants of Seir. They helped to destroy one another.
那在二十三节这边就讲了亚门人和摩亚人起来击杀希尔三人，将他们灭尽住。希尔山的人之后，他们又彼此自相残杀，他们就自己跟自己杀，把自己给灭绝了。
So King Jehoshaphat have witnessed that in this battle, he just his own people what they have done it after he pray, he sing and praising God, and then the own people that those against the enemy, they fight against each other.
那约沙法他因为他见他就祷告跟赞颂神，那后来也神也就让也来见证了神在他面前把这些人自相残杀，把他们自己都灭绝了。
Then I find out that every week we come to the Lord, we pray and we praising God and singing the praising God is how precious it is.
所以我们就知道每一次我们来到神的面前跟神祷告唱诗。那我们就知道我们是多么的美妙。
Sometimes we don't know what is how the formation of a battle. We don't know. Of against our enemies.
有时候我们不知道怎么样来攻打这些敌人。
This is spiritual battle we are engaged. How we can defeat our enemy.
那既然我们所打的是灵性的战争，那我们要怎么样来打呢？
We pray to God.
我们就是跟神祷告。
And also, even before we engage the battle, we praising God and thanksgiving to God.
那当我们在征战之前的话，我们就要祷告，还有赞颂神。
You have any problem in your life next week? You have to engage that.
那你要是你的生命上有了生活上出了什么问题的话，那我们就要跟神祷告。
Maybe you are in a lot of stress in your life nowadays.
也许最近你的生命充满了压力。
Maybe you don't know what to do in this moment.
也许你在这时刻不知道应该要怎么做。
But why today we are here? Because we pray to God.
为什么我们今天要在这里？因为我们要跟神祷
告。So let my battle becomes God's battle.
让我们的征战全部都交给神，让神来为我们征战。
If He can fight for us,
如果他可以为我们征战
，we only can see the given victory in our life.
我们只会知道说神会在我们的生命里得胜。
That's why today Thanksgiving is so precious.
所以今天对我们来说感恩的祷告是非常重要。
That's why today is our praising God is precious enough.
所以今天对我们来说跟赞颂神是非常的重要。
Because we already engaged in our victory. So the Paul talk about it in this way, and let's look at the Ephesians chapter 5.
那我们可以看, 以弗所书的第五章,
Ephesians chapter 5,
以弗所书的第五章,
verse from 17 to 21.
从第, 17节到21节,
Ephesians 5, verse from 17.
以弗所书的第五章从第十七节。
So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And 18, do not get drunk with wine, for this is a dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. And 19,
19.
Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. 20,
20.
Always giving thanks for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of God, of Christ. The poem you mentioned about the, our marching, you know, our formations, about our victory.
保罗让我们知道在我们的生命是如何让我们的战胜可以成行。
We do not, we away from the worldly way of a drunkenness.
我们不随从世上的事喝像醉酒。
But filled with the Spirit of God. The only possible through the true prayer that we can receive the fullness of Spirit.
只有靠着祷告可以让我们的圣灵充满。
And we know that during the time of Apostle, how the church was expanded. How the apostolic time of the true church was, you know, continued to expand.
我们可以想想看当时为我们正教会是怎么样的成长。
Because they received the power from above. Because they experience the fullness of the Spirit. And also the verse 19, the speaking one another in the psalms, the hymns, and spiritual songs.
那19节这边说, 当用诗章, 颂词, 灵歌, 彼此对说,
our thanksgiving and our praising God with all the hymns, it is becomes a great strength for ourselves.
要口唱的心赞颂神，还有他要对神感恩，来让我们圣灵充满。
The second chronicle, the King Joshua is a great victory.
在约沙法他得到了很大的胜利。
He never touched his hands or his people to bring his in a kind of a weapon to kill them.
他从来没有动过手，也没有用过任何兵器来打败这些敌人。
God killed them all.
神帮他们解决处理击杀了所有人。
But what they do, they praising God and thanksgiving to God.
他们唯一所做的只有跟神赞颂神，赞美神。
Their eyes only see the witness of how God helped them.
他们只有用他们的眼睛见证到神是如何帮助了他们。
So only what they're doing is because of all the enemy, they were all killed on the field.
所以在那时候，所有的敌人全部被杀死在战场，死在地上。
The Bible mentioned about the 3 days. They just all the people go there to picking up all the things, the importance and the precious one from these enemies' dead bodies.
那他们必须要从这些尸首上摘下很多财宝。
Now after 3 days, it's the fourth day, they gathered together in the valley about the battlefield.
第四天他们就到了这个战场的棚地。
They praising God, how much God blessed them.
他们再次赞美神，告诉神是如何的赐福给他们。
This is the conclusion. So let's look at the Second Chronicle chapter 20, verse 26.
那我们可以看一下最后的结束，立在至下的第二十章的第二十六节。
And here in this way, it's written, chapter 20, verse 26. Then on the fourth day, they assembled in the valley of Beraka, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, they have named the place the valley of Beraka until today. So they put the name of the valley as a valley of Beraka.
那在二十六节这边讲到，第四日众人聚集在比拉加谷，在那里称颂神。 因此那地方叫做比拉加谷，直到今日。A
valley of a blessing.
也就是一个赐福的谷。Actually,
the cause of this battle is because of his unfaithful act.
事实上让他有征战的是因为他有不对神不信实的行为。
But when he go back to God and cried out,
可是当他回去神那里跟神哭求，
God's grace upon to him again.
神再次的把他的恩惠赐给了他。
I'm sure because he never expected the hands of God have this much blessing in this battle.
事实上，我们相信他根本当时没有，并没有想象到神可以这种样子来帮他战争。
Don't you think it's in our life we need the blessing of God like Joshua had received?
你们不觉得我们大家都应该像约沙法这种样子，从神那边得到福气吗？
We need the blessing of God.
我们需要从神那边。
You and I, we are not perfect.
你我们都全部都并不是完全的。
Sometimes we invite the trouble in our life too.
有时候我们会故意让一些问题，带一些问题，自己带一些问题到自己身上。
Still we pray to God.
是我们还是跟神祷告。
And his hands upon us, all the trouble, then all the problem will be solved by his hands.
那所有的一切问题将会让神的手来解决。
We only can do as a witness of his mighty hands upon in our life.
唯一我们可以需要做的就是用我们的眼睛来见证神的手是如何照顾我们的生活。
So the Paul gave us very important words.
所以说保罗他给我们很重要的
Be anxious for nothing.
对所有的事情不用超凡。
But in everything and by prayer.
所有一切都是靠靠祷告。
And then with a thanksgiving, we pray to God.
那也带着感恩的心跟神祷告。跟神在
Only thing is let our request be made known to God.
也就如此，我们的问题一切要求都会。神都会知道。
The peace of God, the surpassing comprehension from, shall guard our gates. God's peace guard our heart.
神的平安会照顾我们。
That He led us to victory in our life.
让他来让我们可以得胜。
King Joshua is a good king.
约沙法王他是一个很好的王。
But yet also he made a mistake.
虽然他也有错误。
But still he received the grace of God.
不过他从神那里还是有得到恩惠。
But actually, the disgrace is more than before. Actually,
不，而且他这次所得到的恩惠是比以前得到的还要多。
So through this battle, he understands Almighty God's hands.
从这个征战，他学习到神他的大能。
Now let's all pray in silence.
让我们大家一起低头默祷。
Amen.
So can I have 10 minutes break? 10分钟的休息。